Skateboarders on Martha's Vineyard have a problem. The island's only public skate park is starting to fall apart.
The wood features, it's not made to last the long haul.
Eric Albert is a longtime skater and the vice president of a nonprofit that manages the park. He says the screws are popping up and that the wooden ramps are starting to warp, chip, and rot out.
Skateboarding, it's rough on things. You're pushing the things, you're landing hard, you're jumping on these things. And then the New England weather, after a while, it becomes problematic.
Eric says it's time for a redesign. He and the local skaters are brainstorming plans for a park that's not just more durable, but a place where they can get more creative.
You know, the more options you have, the more combinations and possibilities there are to do.
Elliot Coots grew up skateboarding on the island. He's 30 now.
It's anything your mind can think of to create the park. We have this, you know, chunk of land, and it's like, all right, what can we do here? There's a million options.
The park sits on a cement slab about half the size of a football field. There are some concrete obstacles in one corner, but for the most part, it's wooden ramps, some of which got installed piecemeal. Skate park design plays a big role in how creative you can be on the board. The Martha's Vineyard Park is kind of limiting in that sense. A lot of the ramps are on the larger side, so there's only so many ways you can skate them, and they're intimidating for beginners. Then there's this thing skaters call flow. That's the ability to ride smoothly between different obstacles without having to push your board with your foot. You can't quite do that in this park.
You'll cruise around and you come out with a lot of speed, and there's not like a counter quarter pipe or a counter bank to catch you so you can take that speed and bring it back into the park. What do we got for sketches?
That quarter pipe that we skate all the time. Picture that, 16 feet wide, but make it at least 25, 30 feet.
Eric Albert and another skater, Nick Briggs, are at Eric's house drawing some designs on notebook paper. They're talking about leaving the concrete section as is and building a line of new obstacles that flow into it.
You know, dropping in and hitting this with just heat.
I know, that you're right, that needs to happen.
The whole thing.
There's about 24 skaters on the island, and most of them are chiming in on the redesign. They've got some competing ideas for the park, but they're settled on one thing for sure. They want to make it completely concrete.
This creates a perimeter run for kids who skate that a lot.
The goal is to build something that will look and feel like an outdoor plaza. It's trickier than arranging traditional wooden ramps. So to help build it, they've hired Jesse Clayton from Philadelphia. He's a skater who owns an up-and-coming park design company. He says his job is to be a facilitator, the guy who listens to the proposals and turns them into a park the skaters can grow into.
I'm big into giving them levels of difficulty. You know, boom, here's something obviously like novice skaters can skate. But the design has to be interesting enough to keep an expert skater in a place where they can enjoy it.
Jesse says he likes to take things you often see standing alone in parks, things like banks and ledges and quarter pipes, and blend them in new ways. He calls those combinations secret passages.
I use the term secret passage because some of the things in the parks are designed in so that it's like, if you don't hit this obstacle perfectly, you're not going to be able to hit this. So it's kind of like you have to do something to unlock the next little secret.
The redesign isn't going to be a quick process, but that means plenty of time for debate. Zeb Weissman is a local skater.
I think it'll reflect everyone's creative ambitions, because everyone gets to have a little bit of input, and hopefully their input gets put in.
It'll be several months before they've got final mock-ups and they're ready to break ground. In the meantime, they'll keep skating what they've got and thinking about that blank slate under their wheels. For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Derek Hawkins in Oak Bluffs.